Hello, this is Craig Hall with the Ledger LCJ podcast for today with the latest news, sports, and more. Today is Saturday, January 1st, 2022. This is the first day of 2021. There are 364 days left in the year. We want to wish everybody a happy new year and hope this is the best year you've had. A fire in Colorado is estimated to have destroyed 500 homes. Fortunately, nobody has been reported as dying in the blaze. Georgia and Alabama advanced to the CFP National Championship game January 10th with wins in the semifinals Friday. Stetson Bennett threw three touchdown passes. N'Kobe Dean led the defense, and Georgia returned to its dominant ways, beating number 2 Michigan 34-11. With Brian Robertson Jr., a fifth-year senior and first-year featured back, running for a career-high 204 yards, and Heisman Trophy winner Bryce Young throwing three touchdown passes, the Crimson Tide earned the chance to play for another national title with a 27-6 win over Cincinnati. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander returned from a one-game absence to score 23 points, and the Oklahoma City beat a depleted New York Knicks team 95-80 on Friday night. The big cool down will occur during the middle of the afternoon, New Year's Day, after above average temperatures since December 22nd. A flood watch is also in effect through noon. The high today is expected to be 59 degrees and then drop to 16 degrees, a drop of 43 degrees in a single day. A steady rain is expected for the morning before the temperatures start dropping, somewhere between 3 to 4. Friday's high was 70 with a low of 58. Sunrise today is 7:26. Sunset is 5:18. On this date in history, in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, declaring that states and rebel states shall be forever free. In 1942, the Rose Bowl was played in Durham, North Carolina, because of security concerns in the wake of Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor. Oregon State defeated Duke 20-16. In 1953, country singer Hank Williams Sr., 29, was discovered dead in the backseat of his car during a stop in Oak Hill, West Virginia, while he was being driven to a concert date in Canton, Ohio. In 1954, NBC broadcast the first coast-to-coast color TV program as it presented live coverage of the Tournament of Roses parade in Pasadena, California. In 1959, Fidel Castro and his revolutionaries overthrew Cuban leader Fulgencio Batista, who fled to the Dominican Republic. 1985, the music channel VH1 made its debut with a video of Marvin Gaye performing the Star Spangled Banner. And 1 year ago, top-ranked Alabama beat Notre Dame 31-14 in the Rose Bowl, and number 3 Ohio State beat Clemson 49-28 to reach the national championship game. We ask you to please check out today's newsletter at evenledger.substack.com. This is our free. If you like it, subscribe for only $5 a month or $50 a year. If you don't care for it, let me know why, and we will try and make it better. Also, please share this with anybody you think might be interested. And if you or your business want to sponsor any of our categories, please email craig@evenledger.com or call 918-653-2425. We also ask that you please help us increase our number of subscribers. We'd like to have 1,000 free of the newsletter at evenledger.substack.com or our e-edition at evenledger.com. Cost per month is less than a meal at any restaurant. Your support of a locally owned and operated business is both important and appreciated. To sponsor the podcast or blog, call 918-653-2425. Again, we thank you for tuning in and hope you have a great New Year's Day.